so nervous and I can't relax. This Colonel Sanders job is getting me down. A crazy chicken chasing me all over town. A psycho chicken. Just what to do. He's got a grudge against Frank Perdue. He's clucking a lot, but he's not saying anything. I plucked him once, why pluck him again? The psycho chicken.
Was the Dweezil Show, sort of, and this is a special edition of Classic Rock Mine dedicated to Belinda and Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Belinda, won't you talk to me? Belinda, you will never see that I will walk away from you, because I always will be true. Belinda, I am waiting for to hold you tight and love you more. I dream a night and day to hear your lovely voices in my ear. You. I will never forget you, because I'll always love you. I will never forget you. Belinda, I am waiting for to hold you tight and love you more. I dream a night and day to hear your lovely voices in my ear. Belinda, let us meet once more, 'cause you're the girl that I adore. And let me hold you in my hand, and then you maybe understand. will be so glad. And you must never be so mad. Please will you answer me today? At least don't throw our love away.
Boathouse down on the river. Everyone called her pretty.
just for a look at pretty Belinda. Lives on a boathouse down on the river. Everyone called her pretty Belinda. Went to the boathouse down by the river just for a look at pretty Belinda. Now I have winter, my pretty Belinda. And that's what I said to my pretty Belinda. She gave me a heart and made me a promise. We live apart, but Belinda is honest. We live in a boathouse down by the river. Everyone calls her pretty Belinda. We live in a boathouse down by the river. Me and my wife call pretty Belinda.
Mother!
Okay, that was Hillo Hammett with Fever. That's off of Hammer from I forget what year. Before that, Chris Andrews with Pretty Belinda. That's from 1969 in the UK. Gypsy, Listen to the Music. That's from 71. And started the show off with the Rocking Ghosts, Belinda. And that's from 1965 in the Netherlands. So if you have seen a pattern to this edition of Classic Rock Mine, this show is dedicated to Belinda and Bubbles in the Think Tank, who sadly will be doing their last show tonight. We are very sad, but we want to make people happy. We want to celebrate the silliness and the inspiration and the awesome radio that Belinda has brought us for like 14 years now.
Has it been 14?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, in my promo, I said 10 plus.
Yeah.
And then she corrected me, 14 years.
Oh, she's talking to you right now?
No, before. This was before.
Oh, okay.
Although if she wants to call in, right, we can do call-ins.
We can arrange that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I hope people appreciate that little thing at the intro.
Yes.
Because, Dweezil Show hasn't been on air in 5 years.
And, yeah, but we used
and,
that.
And
yeah.
for this big finale, Mike asked me back here to, yeah. If Squid Pod wasn't on, I totally would have just put together a short Dweezil Show, but
yes, and it was no diss to Squid Pod that we tried a little special transition. So the idea was you heard the last song from the Dweezil Show, and then you have Classic Rock Mine, and of course we lead into Bubbles in the Think Tank,
right? Which was a Saturday night lineup thing for
a long time.
What was it?
Time.
Like almost 5 years, 5-6 years, something like that.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
It was
awesome. A nice concrete Saturday night lineup, like
yeah.
nobody at the higher ups had to worry about anybody bailing
and
anything like that.
we all presented different genres of music.
Oh, very.
But we all had this sort of upbeat, you know, let me turn you on to new music,
yeah.
you know, kind of thing. Not new,
I mean, like, for me it was
yeah.
new Boston music.
Yeah.
Yours was new old music,
right? Stuff people hadn't heard,
right?
And then Belinda brought in all kinds of silliness.
All kinds of craziness,
yeah.
And, you know, the radio obituaries and
all of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yes, Belinda, we miss you. We love you. And let's play some more Belinda-rific music.
What do we have?
Where are we? We are going. All right, you lost me now. Yep, we're going to there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, I don't know if it's an actual recording of Belinda, but I certainly think of her whenever I play this song. Dig it and dig it deep.
Please, babe, make love to me. Please. Oh,
To the can hear me on the radio. You wanna turn me on, turn on your stereo. You can sing along by the playing our song. How you done me wrong, baby? Crank it up until you blow the speakers out your Chevy truck. So listen, Romeo, when you're feeling kinda low, let me tell you where to go. Turn on the radio. Try to call, Twitter me, text until your fingers.
That was Reba McEntire, Turn on the Radio, off of All the Women I Am, which was actually the title of my autobiography. That came out in 2010. Gianni Morandi gave us the Italian version of Belinda, Bella Belinda. That came out in 1969. Home Free, listen to the music, the very, you know, harmony, you know, Doobie Brothers cover thing.
Oh, yeah.
And, Aquaterbia Erotica.
We can't verify the source.
Can't verify the source, but it does make me think of you, Belinda. So that was that set of music.
Oh, my God.
you are listening to Classic Rock Mine on WMFO. My name's Mike Conway.
And I am Producer Phil.
Phil.
Is that what my official title is here on Classic Rock Mine?
Formerly of the Dweezil Show.
Yes.
And, of course, we are doing a special show dedicated to Belinda and Bubbles in the Think Tank, who will be sorely missed from these airwaves.
Oh, yeah. So if anyone was tuning in right at 9 o'clock, what they heard was Psycho Chicken.
Yes.
The Talking Heads parody from The Fools.
Thank you for that.
So that was kind of a deliberate choice because it played into my function here as the old Saturday night lineup.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
So, for our next set, we are going to play music that Belinda actually
curated
for a series of albums, little 7-inch records,
yes,
as they say. I was fortunate enough to write the liner notes for one, and the font is like 0.4, so I can't read it.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you, Belinda.
Yes. Hashtag getting old sucks.
Yeah. So, all right. So this set of music is all stuff that Belinda curated for her different records.
Yes.
You know, listen and listen deep.
Yes.
B-side. station, the B-side. And you're probably not even listening to this right now.
Well, you probably not even listening to this right now.
B-side!
Give me the tape instead. Then they made the tapes to sell to people, and the people could buy them everywhere, even in shoe stores and through the post office by being club members. They could also then play the music they wanted to hear in their own car. Let's see now. Oh, yeah. Tape breaks, they just take the damn thing and fling it out the window.
Oh,
what?
Nothing. Well. Kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
You're supposed to mow the lawn. Don't know what that boy is on. Playing records. Oh, it's sunny in the park. He's sitting in the dark all day. Yeah.
addicted to derision and abuse. At home they're up there memorizing, one hand loose and playing records.
Something pop. I took a look around, and what do you think I found? I found a long playing daddy down at the record store. I found a long playing daddy, don't want those others no more. I used to have the old-fashioned kind. He used to stop, I had to start him up by giving him a wind. But with a long-playing daddy, he plays all night long. Now a long-playing daddy doesn't give you any rest. He's got a newfangled gadget and it really is the best. He's smooth and he's easy and he's always on the move. You get three times as much because he's always in the groove. I got a long playing daddy. He plays all night long. I had a small 45, but he was too short for me. I like my LP daddy. He's more satisfactory. Short and sweet for grandma might have been all right. But I'm a gal who likes to be entertained all night. I got a long playing daddy. He plays long and strong. I got a long playing daddy, and now I'm really content. You never notice the wear and the tear, and I swear the needle doesn't even get bent. I used to hate that 3-minute kind, 'cause it was over too soon and I'd be losing my mind. But with a long playing daddy, he plays all night long. Now believe me girls, I never liked that old-fashioned pace, because I always had to pick it up and put it back in place. He's got a swell attachment, it's really something new. He comes to the end, he starts again, he's never really through. I got a long playing daddy, he plays all night long. Now with the old kind, you gotta get up in a minute or two, but with an LP daddy, there's nothing you gotta do. He's got an automatic changer, it really is gone, man. You just turn over and you play right on. So girls, if you're lonesome and blue today, maybe what you need is a good long play. A long playing daddy plays all night long.
just one more song.
Yeah, it's pretty late, honey.
Just one?
Well, all right.
What? Who am I? I'm the record.
As they say in Jive Talk, this is the living end.
A long playing record poem by K-Tuff. Mr. Dino says, I'm a record. Talk about records, how they're made, what they mean to people, their history, tar out of the earth. Tar Nation, record station, radio plays them all day long. The clocking, spinning valley of nooks and crannies, needle riding ups and downs, zooms up the stylus through wired amplified sound. Where does the sound start? Born to beat, the boom, the drum, the heart, the moan, the nursery hum. This is a record poem recorded for your listening pleasure. Half the time is for the grooves, the other half for pleasure, in rooms made of every sound, garages, spare rooms, plug it in, the inner sleeve, cardboard, liner notes. Thanks to artwork, photography, cover design creates a multifaceted timeline of the last 100 plus years. Grooving the grooves like bumps in the night, I made a record poem. Records, one of the few Christmas presents. You knew what it was, but it could be anything. Hey, I don't get long on the specifics, but science makes records. Lacquer masters the sound factor, speed and playing time, sound levels, number of grooves per inch, sound dynamics, how far apart. How the hell does the needle know what to play, where to start? Are original tapes really in volts forever? Vibrating air translates the brain, mouth makes sounds into music. Listening notes recorded and a whole history of how that happens? Available upon request. Nickels needed, smooth, walled grooves, thin deposits of copper, thick copper, a roadmap of lacquer master, silver to the face, grooves and lacquer positive, another separation mold lacquer master stamper. Metal builds up, hard nickel ridges press the groove in records trimmed edged. 2 tons of pressure, the finest pure vinyl obtainable. Granules melted and a new record stamped every few seconds. I'm Mr. Dino, remember me? I bring you music. It cools. Pressings begin. Ingenious machine turns them out automatically. Stacked, trimmed, sleeve hole up. Mold is played 8 hours a day. A record listener listens, no defects allowed. It's exacting, transferring soul. And now the notes. Humanity is the story of communication, music, rhythm, and how it all happened. Liner notes. Math and science, acoustics, electricity, invention, time signatures, magnetism, economics. Who pays, who plays, who gains, supporting an enterprise of people, means an underbelly of cheats and liars, so create a big tent that allows creativity. I love the label circles in the middle of the records, all the different labels. Thought to sound, sound is chemical current, vibrating the transfer of soul to soul. Nowhere is technology so matched to this natural progression than making a record. Beating melody, grooves, lay the information. Records have it all. A long playing record poem for Record Store Day, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and everyone who loves vinyl.
Yeah. That was a long player record poem.
That's a long set. For Belinda, and yes. We all know how she likes her sets long.
Yes, that was KTUF. We had Twink with The Broken Record, Men in Volts with Records Go Round, Ruth Wallace with Long Playing Daddy, The Catbirds with Playing Records, David Greenberger in the Bird Songs of the Mesozoic with How Records Are Made, and we started that off with a perfect Belinda song.
Yep.
Blotto.
Yes.
And the B-side.
There you go.
Now you see all 7 of those songs. That's why this block was extra long, and that's why I'm taking over the talking right now.
Yep.
All of these songs are available on Bandcamp, because I made it a point to have download-only bonus tracks on this set.
Nice.
So you can order the vinyls at bubblesinthethinktank.bandcamp.com.
Cool.
And you could get copies of each one of the 4
records. Cool.
On 7-inch vinyl. I think all of them are colored, or is it just the first one?
I don't know.
I forget.
Yeah. I have them on display.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Yeah.
Know
so, yeah. So do I. It's in my collection.
There you go.
But all 4 compilations that came out in 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, all for Record Store Day back then.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are available on vinyl. So yep, I'm looking on the Bandcamp page right now.
Awesome.
And you can order copies of all 4 of them. 7 Inches in Heaven, 7 Inches in Other Delights, eponymously entitled, and the first one, the Petite 7-inch Record, which has the liner notes in 0.4-point font.
Yeah, written by me, but I can't read them.
Written by Mike Conway.
And I can no longer read them.
Yes, getting old sucks. Yeah, I can't read.
So.
Dang. I need a magnifying glass here.
So, Phil, we have been joined in the studio by the most not Belinda of all the not Belindas.
That's me, not Belinda.
There you go. Awesome. Thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah, the original not Belinda.
I
could say I started the whole not Belinda phase.
You did. That's freaking awesome. It's such a great idea.
I mean, not the first time I subbed for her, but one of the beginning times I subbed for her, I just came in and went on mic and said, "This is Bubbles and Think Tank, and I am not Belinda."
Yeah.
And it's in there.
It's stuck. That's awesome. So
did all of the not Belindas introduce themselves that way?
No.
No, but we became known as the not Belindas because we all are not Belindas.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just a way to tell her listeners that it wouldn't be Belinda on the show that
week. Right. Okay.
But yeah.
And I should add that in that last set, you played David Greenberger and you played Men in Volts.
Yep.
And everybody in the Belinda posse knows this, but for the general public out there, David Greenberger was the bass player in Men in Volts.
I did not know that.
Oh, you didn't know that either. Okay, yeah. There you go. Yes.
Awesome, man.
Oh, wait, I contributed to the records.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I paid my money. I got my records.
Cool.
And but I didn't do too much digging into where the history of all of the artists that contributed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.